This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. Business is better than ever in the NBA. Forbes' latest report shows every NBA team is now worth over $1 billion. While this includes Cleveland, their value at $1.2 billion has actually dropped to near the bottom of the rankings. Terry, why are NBA teams worth so much money, and what's going on with the Cavs?
Amanda, if you could have an NBA franchise, even an itsy-bitsy little piece in your 401k or IRA, it would be the greatest retirement fund going, the way these things increase in value.
Well, I mean, the average NBA team is worth $1.9 billion. That's up 13% over last year and three times the level of 5 years ago.
Right. Or if you just do, all right, let's have some fun with some numbers. In 1983, Gordon Gunn bought the Cavs for $20 million. Now, at that point, the NBA was struggling. We had no Jordan. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson were just starting to help the league rise up. But Gordon Gunn stepped in with this $20 million deal to buy the Cavs. He assumed the debts, and then he built it up, and then he was a buy-and-hold guy.
Okay, meaning what?
Meaning, okay, so now 22 years later, Gordon Gunn decides he wants to sell the Cavs partly. You know, Gordon Gunn is blind, and he has RP written as Pignatosa, and he wanted to raise a bunch of cash to pour into that charity of finding cures. So $20 million, he turns it into
$375 million to Dan Gilbert.
Now, that's a lot, but at least it's over a lot bunch of time. So the question is, why are these things skyrocketing?
What's happened in the last few years?
The NBA is becoming a worldwide game. You see it with their players, marketing overseas. And it seems to be a sport, even though curmudgeons like me don't like the players sort of running the show, I think a lot of the younger people do embrace it because it is a star league. Sometimes, you know, we talk about LeBron being a franchise player. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times fans just follow their favorite players wherever they go.
Well, Forbes says the Cavs were the only team to lose value in the last year, down $50 million since LeBron James left for the LA Lakers. But still, they ranked in the top 10 in attendance.
Yeah,
in the
league. They're ranked eighth. Now, the 4 years LeBron was here, they were ranked number two. Basically, every home game was a sellout. The only reason they weren't ranked number one, they didn't have more seats. They sold those tickets, but they're going to have a big drop-off next year because many of the season tickets were bought before LeBron left. Now, second thing that's going to happen is the revenue that comes in is going to go down for the Cavaliers without LeBron. But let's not cry for Dan Gilbert.
Right. Things are still going pretty well. The team is valued at $1.2 billion.
And he paid how much for it?
$375 million.
And even if we jack it up to $500 million with the final payoff for Gordon Gunn, he's still more than doubled his thing that he bought in 2005. You know, he's an entrepreneur. He's a big-time wheeler dealer. A lot of real estate up in Detroit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in his mind, these things, if the Cavs are, quote, losing money right now, there's only 30 NBA teams. So it's kind of like a Rembrandt comes on the market or something that will not be reproduced. Mm-hmm. You know, when this thing comes on, you buy it and you know you hang on and you'll sell it for more. In the meantime, you take all the losses.
As the value of these teams go up, what does it mean for the fans?
Basically, it probably means you just keep paying more money. Or you just watch TV.
You stay home? Yeah, because the Cavs' ratings are still pretty good without LeBron.
Right. They used to be, I think, second best in the NBA. Now they're down to fifth. But I was amazed, though, just when that Forbes thing rolled over, and it's like, well, they're all worth $1 billion.
Wow.
Including Cleveland. So Dan Gilbert lost some money with LeBron, but he'll probably get it back.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about why Indians pitcher Trevor Bauer's demand for one-year contracts could set a bad precedent.